Dana for breakfast on 98.1 Parafem. Now it's crunch time in the Bachelorette Mansion. Last night it was down to three, and Brooke met families at hometowns last week, which actually brought up some bumps for Holly and Brooke. And Holly, who didn't receive a rose last night, joins me on the phone. How are you going, Holly? How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. Tough episode to watch.
I bet. What was it like, those bubbling emotions coming back up again? Very raw.
Yeah, it's a lot to watch back and to kind of relive a little bit of heartbreak, but it is what it is, and I really hope that Brooke's found the love that she was searching for.
Now, after hometowns, it kind of became a little bit clearer that you and Brooke didn't really see eye to eye moving forward, about moving cities, about the kids that you wanted in the future. What was your gut feeling after hometowns? Because it looked absolutely devastating on screen.
Yeah, after hometowns, it was, you know, a flip-flop of emotions for me. We'd had a really, really strong connection and had kind of missed a couple of things in our chats that became apparent at hometown. So, I mean, I was very thankful that Brooke gave me a rose and we were able to talk it through. And, yeah, just unfortunate that it ended the way it did.
Did you expect to go into the mansion and feel this very real feeling for Brooke?
I'd gone into the experience hoping to find love, and from the get-go had such a wonderful connection with Brooke. It was, yeah, a bit of heartbreak at the end, realizing that even though there's a connection there, that our ultimate dreams and goals may probably not have aligned.
Oh, I'm just getting emotional talking to you about it. Now, is it true that you have found love since? Is that an inkling that I've heard about?
It is. I have.
Tell me everything.
Millie.
Millie, who you met on the show.
Yes. Yeah. I'm very deeply in love with her. And I think, you know, you form such strong connections and friendships in the house. And we just caught up outside of the house and things grew from there.
Was it very organic?
Yeah, I think definitely having that really strong friendship and then going from there and building on that, it was just a very natural progression for us.
Oh, it's so lovely to hear. Please tell me that your life goals align.
Thank you. We've already spoken about that.
Amazing. We're chatting with Holly. I'm so happy that you've found someone who you're very deeply in love with. But thank you also for opening up your heart on the screen, because it can't have been easy, but I feel like you're a part of a beautiful show. So thank you.
No problems at all.
The Bachelorette is back tonight for the grand finale on Win at 7:30.